you know, there's this mashup of kind of clinical activity being more and more important for doctors getting paid or for provider organizations getting paid. You know, if I think about the meta story at Athena, just to kind of give you a flavor of it, you know, we obviously have a really out there CEO who's I think done a lot, including the book and everything else, to kind of tell truth to power about how healthcare is broken, right? And I think that drumbeat has served us well for a long, long time, because you know, sort of our value proposition is that it's just gotten too hard to concentrate just on healthcare. There's so many other things that organizations or doctors or individual medical groups need to be experts in. And as we've gone up market to large multi-state health systems like Ascension and Trinity and Community Health Systems, these are giant battleships, multi-state health systems. They still are essentially dependent on controlling the clinical activity in very small medical offices in order to survive. Sort of my analogy is they bought 1,000 delis and are trying to make a Whole Foods out of it, essentially, and mature their organizations. So the meta story for us, I think fundamentally, is that there has been so much legislation, so much regulation, so much innovation, so much competition, that it is almost impossible for provider organizations to thrive unless they are at the top of the food chain. And even those organizations, they're not genuinely trying to improve themselves. They're really trying to protect their position. The Toby Cosgroves of the world, the Mayo Clinics, these guys are sort of fat and happy living. They don't need healthcare to change. They just need to build more ICUs. But you have this remaining 80 to 90% of the healthcare economy, which is basically made up of organizations which are dying, slowly strangled by things like the EHR, meaningful use, ICD-10. The PQRS, the value-based modifier, Medicare shared savings. The only opportunities for continuing to make money over the next 5 or 10 years involve a blend of changing your delivery organization, and it's incredibly hard, and it's be hard to be successful at.